Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joey Amalfitano. Batting second. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jimmy Schaefer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Burdett. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Lou Burdett. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rod Cannell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Galen Sisco. Pitching for the New York Mets, Galen Sisco. And now, play ball. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hickman. Amalfitano reaches second base with a double. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amalfitano moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Amalfitano scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hickman. Banks reaches second base with a double. Santo goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Cubs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into center field. Cowan picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cowan. Hunt moves to third. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burdett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett hits a fly ball into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cranepool moves to second. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cranepool moves to third. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cisco fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0-for-1 in the game. Schaefer hits a fly ball into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonder strikes out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burdett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Poole fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cannell hits a line drive towards short. Rogers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco is 0-for-1 in the game. Cisco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burdett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cannell. Williams reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a line drive into left field. Hickman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hickman. Williams scores. Santo moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Santo moves to third. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hickman moves to second. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hickman moves to third. Hunt moves to second. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-2 in the game. Christopher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Hickman scores. Hunt moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Cubs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0-for-2 in the game. Schaefer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Rogers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Wakefield now pitching. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett is 0-for-2 in the game. Burdett bunts towards the mound. Wakefield fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogers moves to second. One out. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Amalfitano takes first base on ball 4. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rogers scores. There goes Amalfitano trying to get to third. Cannell throws the ball into Smith, who tags Amalfitano for the out. Brock moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-2, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cannell hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Smith pinch hits for Bill Wakefield. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burdett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Willie now pitching. Amado Samuel now playing shortstop. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hickman. Banks reaches second base with a double. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks moves to third. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hickman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gonder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 3 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Rogers hits a fly ball into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burdett strikes out. Two outs. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Amalfitano hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 3 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.